Chapter 1. I was born a poor fat child. First things first, I'm going to tell you why I'm fat, because I actually get this question a lot, much in the way people are asked how they got into live-action role-playing or funeral home cosmetology. The answer I'd like to give people who ask me that question is that God made us all different, and she made some people round-shaped, like me, and some people asshole-shaped, like you. Too direct? Fine, here's the deal. Most kids inherit their best qualities from their parents. I inherited mental illness and fat thighs. Oh, and astigmatism and coarse body hair. I have a friend whose brother makes millions harvesting deer semen from giant bucks that he then sells to other rich people so they can grow their own giant deer to then shoot and hang their heads on the wall. It's all very Island of Dr. Moreau. The point is, if my parents were deer, nobody would jerk them off. I mean, they're lovely people, but in terms of genetic sperm value, you might as well just put them out of their misery. Nobody likes chubby deer hooked on extended-release Xanax. My father had been a state-ranked wrestler in high school. He still has the trophies on the dresser in his bedroom, and cauliflower ear on each side. A remnant left behind from the days of having his head smashed into mats and the sweaty body parts of other boys in spandex singlets. Despite being what the authorities referred to back then as a long hair, a hippie pothead identified by his shaggy long locks, my dad was also built like an athlete. He stood 6 feet tall with thick muscular thighs and calves. It was the type of body that could go a decade or so with little upkeep and still be seen as in shape, then kinda in shape, and then just plain dense and heavy. My mom was short, like her Irish mother, but with the dark features of her Spanish father. She had all the makings of a slender woman, long fingers and small hips, but due to severe bouts of depression, spent most of her youth and adulthood at varying degrees of obesity. When she was stressed or upset, we ate more. When she was happy and upbeat, we ate more expensive food. I walked away from this combination with the pale porcelain skin of an Irish woman, a mental state that self-medicated with food, and the thighs of Hulk Hogan. I was fat because it was really easy for me to be fat. Being an overweight child in the 1980s is nothing like it is now. We weren't tagged like animals and targeted on billboards or news stories about GMOs and high fructose corn syrup. We flew under the radar with no real concern about athleticism or portion size. Sure, we weren't exactly desirable for things like dodgeball teams in gym class or the sexy covers of car magazines, but we weren't hurting anyone. Fat was a normal body shape for me, and after seeing my parents in their underwear, I knew thin was just not going to be in the cards. I have been skinny only 3 times in my life. 1, at 4 months gestation. 2, after getting my stomach pumped as a toddler following the accidental ingestion of an industrial carpet cleaner my dad absentmindedly stored in a baby bottle. 3, following a marginally successful run as a bulimic. I remember there was a period of time when I assumed I was, like everyone else, normal-looking. You don't exactly go into kindergarten expecting to build an entourage of attractive rich friends. You glob together with a shared interest in the alphabet, soundboxes, and head lice. And so life went on like that. Friendships formed based on logistics and the year in which we all collectively fell from our mother's vaginas. We were not friends because of how pretty we were, but because of 1981. All of that changed when my parents decided to become small business owners, or a period of time I like to call when we became poor. Prior to this moment, we bounced in and out of the lower middle class regularly. My father worked in maintenance for the Ohio Turnpike, my mother did the bookkeeping for my grandmother's bridal salon, and we lived in a 3-bedroom ranch on 3 wooden acres gifted to us by my grandparents. Incapable of saving money, my dad drove a leased BMW and my mom ordered preppy duck boots from fancy magazines, even though we often didn't have enough for groceries or utility bills. After receiving a windfall settlement from the airport, after the airplanes on the flight path of a cargo company began flying so low that the plane vibrations cracked the walls and windows of our house and filled our bedrooms with the stench of jet fuel, my parents decided to forego typical investment opportunities and instead put the money into what my father repeatedly assured us was the flourishing entertainment sector.